Hi. I've just jumped on here. We're about to go live. I am being joined today by the amazing Leslie from a company called From Acorn to Oak with Love. Now, Leslie is all about the baby massage, baby yoga, all those beautiful things that help form connections with your baby and those that all important first year. So as we're waiting for everybody to join and Leslie to join as well, if you have any questions or anything like that, time in. But yeah, what a beautiful day it is today. The weather is amazing. What a difference from having snow a little while ago. Hello to all my peoples. How's everybody doing? We're going to be doing a live with the amazing Leslie from Acorn to Oak with Love. She is into baby massage. She does baby massage, baby yoga, all things wonderful, beautiful connections. So we're just waiting. Hello, my darling. We're just waiting for her to join us, and then we're going to get right into it. If while we're waiting, if you have any questions about photography, what the heck is going on at the moment in the photography industry because of lockdown, or if you have any parenting questions, how do I make my baby sleep? I've seen a lot of people on a lot of the Facebook groups at the moment saying their baby has colic. When really it is just a lack of routine and stuff like that. So if you have any questions with that, you know I got the answers. So go ahead and ask me any questions. But while we're just waiting for Leslie, I have been doing loads of things lately, making milestone cards for all my clients, doing thank you cards, I'm working on a couple of thank you card designs at the moment. Oh, here she is. Hi, Leslie. Right. It should pop up saying request to join the live. Just go ahead and click that button and I'll get you joined on. Hi, everybody. Hey, everybody. Everybody's coming on. How you all doing? My God, thank God we've got some beautiful weather now. Here we go. Is she coming? Here she comes. She's going to join us. Yay, there she is. How are you doing?
I'm really well. Hi, Diana. Sorry, I was a bit late getting on there.
Oh, no. I always start a couple minutes early. And this technology and everything, it's like, I don't know about you, but I was born slightly just before a home computer was a thing.
Oh.
I'm in that little squidgy spot of a generation, which we know how to turn our iPhones on, but just don't move any buttons.
Yeah, exactly like that as well, Diana. I remember going with my mum down to the library to get onto the internet for the first time ever. And we sat there and looked at the World Wide Web for half an hour and then gave up. We were like, no, we don't know. About 17. So yeah, I'm not a technical, I'm definitely a digital immigrant. They say, because I'm a primary school teacher, and they say that kids today are digital natives, and I'm definitely not a native.
Oh, yeah. My, I have an amazing 18-year-old who is my photography assistant, and the girl knows her way around just about, like, it makes so much more sense. Mm. So I am blessed with amazing staff like that.
And hi, Sarah from Baby Matters. It's lovely.
Oh, Sarah on here. Is she? Hey, Sarah. Hey, girl. Right, so what we're doing today, I've been so looking forward to talking to you because everybody, I'm like, so who's the baby massage person of Edinburgh? You know, who's the go-to person? Who actually knows what they're talking about, just not regurgitating something they've bought in a franchise sort of thing? And your name comes up every single time and everyone's like, oh my God, she's amazing. Like, if she doesn't know it about babies, forget it. You don't even know it. So I've been super excited about talking to you. Thank you for coming on board with us. Now, just to let everybody who's watching know what we're going to be doing today, I'm going to get Leslie to introduce herself and why she started doing this, how long she's been doing it, all that sort of stuff. Then I'm going to ask her to give you three top tips, what she thinks that every parent expecting just had a baby, what they should know. You know, so many things. Like, we go into it not knowing, we know how to get the baby out of us, but like, what the heck do you do with it once it gets here? So she's going to give you some three top tips, and then we're going to hear all about how you can get in touch with Leslie and what she's got going on at the moment. And she's got a really lovely special offer for us for my watches as well. So we're super excited about that. So, darling, I have heard so much about you from everybody. I understand you have such a wealth of knowledge. And, you know, all my Edinburgh girls are so lucky to have you in our area.
Thank you.
So why don't you tell us, nobody can tell it better than you. So tell us a bit about yourself, how you got into all of this.
Thank you, Diana. Oh, well, that's lovely to hear. I'm very pleased to hear that. I've been teaching baby massage in Edinburgh for nearly 4 years now. I am along with my, I had to bring my baby Susan. Baby Susan comes.
I love it.
Baby Susan comes to all my classes, and I've been doing a class upstairs online. So I was like, baby Susan has to come as well. So baby Susan and I have been a team for the last 4 years, coming up for 4 years. I did my training with the International Association of Infant Massage, who are the founders of infant massage. Mainly actually because I wanted to learn how to massage my own children to begin with. I was a primary school teacher for many years and worked for Edinburgh Council in the early years, in many early years departments, mostly for the Additional Support for Learning Service. And then I had my own daughter, Hannah, who is now 9, and Hannah has got additional needs. So Hannah's got a really rare genetic condition, which means that she doesn't relax very easily. And she used to have problems with sleeping. She's quite full on as Hannah. She's brilliant. But
that mess up would have made a huge difference.
Yeah, well, I was spoke to her. I'll get there with the story of how I got into it, because I spoke to this amazing neurodevelopmental expert who said, try massage on Hannah. So I tried it with her, but I wanted to learn how to do the strokes properly. So that was kind of why I decided to go and do the training, actually, because the training I've done with the International Association of Infant Massage, or the IAIM for short, it does have an
the mouthful.
It allows me to teach parents of babies, so who have babies up to the age of 1, or for children with additional needs up to the age of 7. So the strokes are the same. And I have taught parents of children with special needs as well and disabilities, which is one of my biggest joys, actually, of doing that. Mm. But I love working with families with babies as well. So I did the training, and then I took a career break from my permanent post and decided, because mainly to look after Hannah, and I'd had Esme, my other daughter by then as well, who's now 5. And so it was a chance for me to do something different, and I started doing baby massage classes in my house, in my living room.
Amazing!
Inside Queensferry, just with small groups of parents and babies. And I'd bake and have coffee and do the massage, and I just loved it. The best thing about massage is that when you're doing massage, it produces oxytocin, which is love hormone. It's actually tangible. You can feel it in the air. So it's not just the person getting the massage, your baby, that releases it, but the person giving the massage. Yes. And you can feel it all around. So the warmth that used to happen on a Tuesday morning in my house was, honestly, it was something else. It was beautiful. And I always...
Oh, you can bottle it, eh?
I know. It was just so special. And I used to feel that when I did it with Hannah as well. You know, Hannah and I had... Hannah can have quite challenging behaviour. And it was so nice to have an activity where we just both felt so bonded and connected. And it really sold me on the power of massage, actually. Yeah. And then watching the parents come to the house and do the massage there as well. It was so special. And the benefits it brings as well. So you've got the oxytocin release, but you've also got, it helps with babies, help relieve any wind or tummy pains, or which is such a big thing, because babies are born with such immature stomachs. So to have anything to help with that is really beneficial. It can help with relaxation. It produces hormones that help for sleep as well. And that was a big thing that we noticed with Hannah. Again, her sleeping hadn't been so great. She doesn't produce enough melatonin, but massage really helped to relax her night's sleep. So from first-hand experience, I could see how it worked with my children, and Esme loved it as well. And I just wanted to share the joy of massage. So
I can vouch for that with my experience as well, because quite often, like when I have a baby who comes into the studio and they're all tense and their muscles are all tense and their toes are curled up, you can do a little bit of a massage, especially on those feet, those gorgeous, amazing feet. And it can totally change the demeanor and the of the baby. Oh. And I did baby massage with my daughter as part of her nighttime routine. Mm-hmm. And just the connection, mm-hmm. you know, doing that, like, and making it a relaxing part of the day. And it helps build the bond between mum and child. And even kids can do it in everything as well. And it's like, you know, they love it.
Oh,
like,
you know, I mean, we've been touching our babies and giving our babies touch for centuries. It's nothing new there. But and I think what baby massage teaches us, though, are strokes that you can do, different strokes you can do in your baby's body, including, as you say, the feet, and just learning techniques, because we do stroke our babies all the time. But just to learn some simple techniques that are going to help different parts of their development was mm-hmm. something that I learned from doing my training, and that's what yeah. I like to pass on to parents as well. And also, like you said, finding the right time. We talk a lot about when to massage the baby, reading their cues. Some people come to the class and their baby might not want to be massaged in that 1 hour a week, and that's fine. You know, we talk a lot about how you watch what we're doing in the class, and then you find the time. I support parents to find the right time to do that with their babies at home. So it's all those skills, and there's a whole lot more to just sort of when to massage your baby.
Yeah.
Learning.
And this is the thing, it's not until somebody, as like when you're a parent, as a new parent, there's so much going on in this world, and it's not until someone points these things out that you are aware of them. You know, they've always been there, those little, you know, like you said, babies sometimes they don't want to be massaged, you know, in the hour that you have that class. But it's not until somebody like yourself points out, hey, there's body language going on there, you know all these sorts of things, or when you rub the feet or the tummy, that's how you know get the gas out, that yeah. will get the gas.
Oh, and it's so effective. I love when I hear my clients tell me that they were really struggling with their babies, you know, with wind and or constipation or anything like that, and it works, and they come back. I just hear so often, oh, we did the tummy massage and it worked, and it's such a relief. And I love being able to hear that with people.
Oh, absolutely. I've taught people how to massage the tummy to get the gas out. And the best text message I think I've ever had was a woman that I showed that to. And 5 minutes later, she texts me going, my God, my baby just did the biggest fart ever. And, like, you must get the same sort
of thing.
I do.
I love it. That's the best text message.
That's what we love, babe.
Yeah, I do. It's so satisfying to hear that. And, you know, baby massage is fantastic for that. And I also teach baby yoga as well, because I loved baby massage so much. Then the parents came to my classes, but it's only a 5-week course. And so people were saying to me, well, Leslie, we want to continue with your classes. And I wanted to continue teaching parents things that would be helpful for babies. So I then went and trained with Birthlight down in London, who are the founders of baby yoga as well. And I went to London and I did my training with Birthlight for baby yoga, which was founded by a lady called Françoise. I've got her book here, Baby Yoga. It's a fantastic book to read, whether you do the course with me or with another Birthlight practitioner. Françoise Friedman, who's a yoga teacher who had discovered the benefits of baby yoga back in the 70s, and she's still part of the organisation today. So I went and trained with them and learned other techniques and how to help with winds, knees, baby's tummy, but lots of different movements that you can do to help babies not just with wind, but with developing their strength and their legs and their backs, and just fun and moving and holding them in positions that you might not normally hold them in. Can also be really good for wind as well, but for many other babies, and babies need to be moved and rocked because it helps to stimulate their vestibular system. I teach lots of different ways to move babies, to rock them, which they're going to find fun, but also help their development as well. So
I told you, girls, I told you, this girl knows it. She knows her stuff. Listen to this amazing woman and all her knowledge, it just oozes out of you with so much love.
And I'm so passionate about it, and I never stop learning. I've just been done my toddler yoga training, and I'm hoping to start doing toddler yoga classes. And
brilliant.
And from my knowledge of being an additional sport for learning teacher, I teach baby sign in the class, using sign along as well, because it's beneficial for all babies for communication. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, yeah. Which does.
I could talk about this all day. You're going to have to shut me up because I just love what I do so much.
Don't worry. I am the exact same. Get me started and I'm off on a roll. Don't you worry. So
with all this information, and it must be so hard. I find this exact same thing too. It must be so hard to nail it down to the three top tips.
Well, do you know, when you asked me about that, I was thinking about what I was going to say about this.
You're like, how do you prioritise it? Eh? You're like,
yeah, oh. Like, how can I say what the three top tips? I think when I think about it, I think what massage has helped me a lot with Hannah and Esme, and what I love most about my classes is it gives us all a chance to just be in the moment and just to relax. And just instead of, because when I became a new parent, all these thoughts in my head and worries and hormones flying around and, you know, trying to do so many things, like the juggle is so spinning plates.
It's such
a hard one, and you're sleep deprived and you're, you know, you're maybe anxious about things, and Google is not your friend because you know Google. Like, no, stay away from Google. So I don't know, like, parents that come to my class, I often say the one thing they benefit from is having that focused, undisturbed time when they just get to relax and do something very mindful. Massage is very mindful, because when you're doing it, you're thinking about something else. You're just in the moment with your baby. So it's a chance to kind of, and I think that if I could look back to myself as a new mum, I think I would give myself the chance to say, just do that more, Leslie. Live in the moment, you know.
Don't
worry about the dishes and the washing and the, and it's so hard not to, but find something that you can do that's going to be a bit more mindful, whatever it is, whether it's you know, massaging your baby, or whether it's just singing is such a great stress reliever, and we do a lot of singing in the class as well. If you're singing, somebody once said, it's a great quote, if you sing you can't be stressed, and it's true actually, because you're breathing and you're getting lots of air in your lungs. So just taking the time to be,
breathe, that's the one thing I think we get so swept up with as being women, is that we have to be all, do all,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes you just need to press pause and recognize that, hey, your baby's going to fall asleep on you on the couch and you're going to be sitting there for the 4 hours.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, when you mum, if I could tell myself again to go back, I would just be like, just enjoy that. It's not gonna
I know, just don't move, just stay there.
So,
we're the teenagers, they don't want to know you.
Guess about that. But it's so hard to think of that. And I think sometimes coming to classes like baby massage or doing something mindful with your baby makes you stop and take the time to do that, where you can just sort of have a chance to relax and not be feeling like rushing about all the time, because it is hard. If you're not, it's such a change having a baby, and you're, you know, not naturally sort of used to being in control of things and dictating your own times that you do things, that can be a big, that was one of the things I found the biggest shock. You're always on alert. So we need to make time, whatever it is doing, to relax or going out for a walk or just doing something, you know, where you're living in the moment. So that was one thing I thought. And then the other thing I thought was just, it does pass as well, whatever you're going through right now.
Yes.
It always passes. Whatever stage you're in, and it might...
It's down, by the way, because they're so good.
Well, it might be time, the fact you've only slept for, like, you've not had more than 4 hours sleep for over a night for 2 weeks, and you're like, I'm never going to get out of this, but you do. And even with Hannah, having Hannah, my daughter who's 9 now with additional needs, like, it was tough having Hannah, and there was moments where I didn't think we were ever going to get her to feed, sleep all night, or, you know, moments where it was really hard going, and she got there, and she is there now.
Yeah.
So even with a child that's got additional needs or whatever, you get there, and it all evens out, and it's all fine. So I think that was what I was thinking. Just it passes, try to talk about the small stuff. Although it's so hard to tell yourself that, but try and just tell your head to be quiet when you're thinking about the washing and the dishes and the all external stress. Just think, it'll all pass. And also the last one I was going to say is not to compare. So a very wise person said to me once, compare despair, because you do. Like, we've been talking about this in classes this week. You know, when you read the, oh, my baby should be doing this at 3 weeks, or my baby should be doing this at 4 months, and it's just not helpful. Obviously, these things are, some checklists are there to help us to identify if there's any, but in my experience, they'll get there. And if you are concerned, genuinely concerned, if you speak to your medical practitioner or your health visitor or whatever about concerns, but don't look at other babies and think.
I think a lot of mums, especially the differences between the sexes.
Like, it's natural. We all do it. We all do it. But I think
We all do it. And I think it's so important, and you really hit the nail on the head. And I love what you've said, you know, living in the moment, taking that breath, like, you know, it's and like you say, it will pass. Everything, like that first year, you know, us mums of who have older kids wish our babies were that small again. You know, it's like, oh my God, you really, I don't want to say mourn it, but you really wish you were back there, you know? And it's like those memories that you make when you put the phone down, you turn the screen off, and you just sit there and, like, stroking your baby's hair and all that sort of stuff. That is some of the moments that you will treasure and remember forever and want to be, you know, grab onto those moments. So, you know, I really love what you're saying about living in the moment. Everything will pass, like I say to my mums, that first year is, you know, there's so much going on, so much changing in that time. And, you know, teething does pass. It may go on and on, but it does pass. And it's a bubble of time. It's not going to be the rest of your life. I love that you hit on that point. And compare and despair. I think that's such a beautiful saying, you know, and it can, you know, we're all told, oh, don't compare to Sally down the road and all that sort of stuff. And it can be one of the hardest things as mums, because we all, mummy guilt, oh my God, you know, we want nothing but the best for our children.
And it comes from a place of love and concern. And
absolutely.
New parent, especially for the first time, you just want the absolute best for your baby, and you want them to be, you know, that's what you want. It comes from a place of love, but also a place of being a bit fearful that they're not reaching this or that or whatever. But I just think that as human beings, we're all different. We all do things at different times. None of us are the same. So it's like expecting. And I think doing my baby massage and baby yoga training has really taught me to look at babies as people, which I know sounds silly, but quite often it's like we're sort of trained. There's a baby. They're just going to do what they're supposed to do. And baby, they're like, they have a checklist, but they don't. They're just individuals like everybody else. And they'll all be different sizes and shapes, and they'll all do things at different times, and they'll an interest, and some will be really motivated to move because they just want to get going, whereas others will be more interested in discussing toys, so they might develop their fine motor skills quicker than others. And do you know, all of these, they have different interests which motivate them, but obviously, you know, with the caveat that if you are concerned about any milestones, you would speak to your health practitioner. But but they're there for that reason. It's not a case of comparing your baby that they're not crawling or talking or walking by this point, because guaranteed they'll just be have their own agenda, because that's what babies have. Maybe that's tip number 3, 4, babies have their own agenda, and that's fine, you know.
Yeah, and it's like you just gotta roll with the punches sometimes, you know. My daughter dropped a nap overnight, and you're like, excuse me, I wasn't ready for that. So I love how you're really centered. The top tips are mainly around mindfulness, you know, and I really hear that in everything that you're saying. And I can imagine when women come to you with their babies, sleep deprived, stressed, you know, not knowing necessarily what the heck they're supposed to be doing, that they come into a place of absolute love and support.
That's why I called my business From Acorn to Oak with Love, because everything I do, I want it to be based around I know it sounds cheesy, but when I was thinking of a name for my business, I just couldn't think of anything else, because I just want people to feel the warmth and the that comes with massage and comes with doing bonding activities with your baby, but it's there in the room for them as well. The classes are as much for parents, and I do dad's classes, and, you know, dads are always welcome to come to any class.
No, we love it when dads come along. We love
Yeah, I just want people to feel a bit more reassured and confident. Provide an environment that is safe and nurturing for parents and babies as well.
Oh, I might have to borrow someone's baby just to come to a class.
Yeah, please do. I can get you. You can just have Susan. You can have a
I can bring my baby Annabelle with me. You know,
yeah, definitely. Baby Annabelle. She's got a brother called Max as well, so you could have a, you could use Max. So,
So tell us, you with all this lockdown, like, isn't it just crazy how our, all our businesses have had to pivot a little bit? And so, tell me, I know you've got some classes going on in March, so and you've got a lovely little special offer for us.
I do,
so,
and
tell me all about it.
So last March, when lockdown hit, I had fully booked classes for April. So I didn't know what to do, but I just decided to take them all online, and it worked fine. You know, I was able to be there for parents during the lockdown, and for April, May, June, we did classes online, and actually found that baby massage transfers well online, because parents, babies are at home and they're actually quite chilled, you know, they're in their own environment and things, so that works really well. I know it's not the same as being in a class where I can make you a cup of tea and give you cake and things, but it's still very, parents report that it's still very nurturing, and they're still finding, getting a lot because they're learning the skills. So
I have a bit of a routine in the schedule as well.
And then with my online classes, I record them all as well. So we do a live class and then I record them so parents can do them in the week. They're saved on a safe, secure part of my website where you can access it for that week. And then they disappear off the web after that week because I want them to be completely secure, disappear off my computer. They're not there anymore. But they can access them for a week, only the people that come to that class. So that's been helpful as well. But then I got back into the community because I was determined to come back out and do classes as soon as I could. So last summer and until Christmas, we were out doing classes. But now, obviously, we're back online. So I have new classes starting in March, and I have my baby massage classes, and then I have Bond with Baby, which is what I call my baby yoga stroke baby sign classes, where we do a little bit of massage as well. I've got level one classes. They're for pre-mobile babies, and I have a class for mobile babies. That's my level two class.
And that must be such a busy class.
Yeah, it is. And I like to teach parents skills there that they can do with their babies during the week that are going to have fun with them. And if they don't engage through the whole class, they can still learn things, songs and moves and movements they can do during the week. And because I did my toddler yoga training not so long ago, I bring in some moves from there as well. And there are lots of singing, lots of movement, lots of fun. And I do classes every day of the week, practically, apart from Friday. Geographically as well. So Monday is my Stockbridge classes. Tuesday is my South Queensbury classes. Wednesday, Cam and Canning Street. Thursday, I'm down at Leith. Because I am also, I'm not sure the likelihood of this, who knows, but if I can get back to venue, even midway through the block, I would go back to venue.
Yeah.
But live stream my classes from venue for those that didn't want to come to class. So
yeah. I think the next 2 years we're going to be going between things and just taking it as it comes.
I'm trying to meet the needs of everyone.
And I love the fact that you have the ability to record those classes, because I know for myself, like, I'll be like a week down the track or a couple of days down the track and go, what was that she said? I can't remember. And you rewatch it and you're like, oh, that's right. And so it allows you to sort of hone your skills that you're learning with you, which is
I think having the both, like, people, I don't think just having pre-only recorded classes would be a good idea, because like part of our community, because each class has a WhatsApp group as well, and parents can WhatsApp each other during the week. So, and because it's geographical, I've found that parents will go for walks with other parents near them, you know, so they build like a little
community. You cover the whole of Edinburgh, don't you, girl?
Yeah, pretty much. And I am looking to expand as well and take on even more teachers. So that's So
really, truly, from acorn to oak.
Yeah, that's the plan.
So tell me, where can our people find you? How can they get in touch with you? If I'm a mum, brand new mum, or expecting, how can I get in touch with you?
Well, I'm on Instagram, From Acorn to Oak with Love, and I'm on Facebook with From Acorn to Oak with Love, but I have my website, which is From Acorn to Oak with Love acronym, which is Fat Owl. My husband discovered that. I was quite pleased with that. So it's www.fatowl.uk. Not a code in there, but just so that's where, if you go onto my website, which is fatowl.uk, you'll find all of my classes. It's quite simple. It'll just say book a class, and it takes you to the booking site where all of my classes that are coming up are listed.
Wonderful. Oh, I'm so excited. And everybody watching and listening to this, you know, honestly, I can't recommend If you want your baby to sleep, if you want to have and nurture that good connection between your baby, even when, like, I've found a lot of, like, I've had a lot of contact with mums who have had postpartum depression and stuff like that, it really helps to form that connection and that bond. So, and there's nothing better than having scheduled time, you know, because it can be hard when life is getting in the way and the washing pile's bigger than your husband sort of thing, to prioritise taking those moments to just bond with your baby and be in the moment, as you say. So it's really, I think, a top thing to have on your list while you're pregnant, to go and have a look and pre-book in, get on the waiting list and all that sort of stuff, because you know this girl is busy. Get in on the waiting list so when baby arrives, if you're pregnant, you can get in those baby massage classes and take the scheduled time, because there is something nice about having scheduled time during the week where you know you're going and you're going to meet people.
And you know, also what's popular are gift vouchers. So I sell gift vouchers through my website as well. And quite often, if people what they want to have as a gift, it's like, you know, quite often they're gifted to people who are pregnant or have just had a baby, because it's quite hard. It's a way that you can gift something to a parent as well as just a baby. You're gifting it to both people. So
About all, if you're giving gifts to a new mum or expecting mum, that sort of thing, forget about the nappy cakes and all those silly things that mums ain't going to use because the nappy's going to be twisted enough. Get vouchers. Get her off to something like this. This is amazing. I love these classes. And so, and I can't recommend doing baby massage and baby yoga classes as well, because you learn so much about, especially in the yoga classes, you learn so much about what developmental leaps and stuff that are happening within your baby. And us as professionals who work with hundreds of babies a year, we can quite often go, oh, I see she's doing that milestone now. So, you know, it's really good to have as many scheduled times, contact points with professionals like this amazing lady here, Lindsay. So tell, thank you so much.
That's great, Diana. Just before I forget, there is a, if your clients would like to come to my classes, I would like to offer them 10% off. So, yes.
Did you hear that? 10% off?
They would have to put in the there's a special part of the booking form where they just put in a code, a discount code, and it would just be to say Diana Baker.
Writing it down. Diana Baker. Man... My name's on it. 10% off. Thank you so much. That's amazing.
Welcome your clients to classes. So.
Oh, see, I think that is an absolutely amazing offer. And, you know, with everything that's going on at the moment, getting on those live classes and getting out and making the effort to do it, like, just go and do it. Yeah. Like, I think it's fantastic, and having that mindful moment in our lives. So thank you so much. I love your baby doll.
She's pretty cool, baby Susan. She's an attacker. If they were all as easy as Susan, though, I would have a house full. But, yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. Yeah. I can't wait to see you hopefully again in the future. We're all allowed out of the house. Uh-huh. thank you so much. See you later.
Thank you, Diana. Thanks for the opportunity. Take care.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Bye.